if you're not getting the results you want and the outcomes that you want from your year, and I'm talking about whether this is business goals, career goals, financial goals, health goals, relationship goals, family goals, if you're not getting the outcomes you want, or if you're getting the outcomes and accomplishments, but it feels like crap getting there, this is the antidote. Welcome to Cowgirls Over Coffee, where we encourage and equip women to embrace the process and practice of tackling daily demands, actually executing on our plans, and taking action on the most audacious goals that we can come up with without sacrificing our peace and staying rooted in our purpose. These are conversations for doers, for those of us who refuse to settle for less than we absolutely know we are capable of achieving. For women who are cultivating thriving homes and businesses side by side. I'm your host, Thea Larson. Grab a coffee and sit down. We have so much to talk about. So the first week of 2024 is in the books. A piece of the brand new year is already in the past. And spoiler alert, this year is going to go by so fast. We are going to look up and wonder how it's already February or June or October, and it feels like, wasn't it just 2020, 2021? These are the facts, right? We know this. I want us to go into this year eyes wide open. We know things are not going to slow down. We know there's not going to be a break. And that's why I want to have this conversation today, because today we are shaking off the holiday season in 2023, and we are getting back to work, both intentionally really getting back to work and proverbially, because usually this is the week where we're out of the holiday season, kids are back in school, we're getting back to the regular grind of things. And that's why I wanted to have this conversation today. So this is Cowgirls Over Coffee. I'm your host, Thea Larson. I'm here again one more time by myself. I hope you don't mind. I just wanted to wrap up some of these conversations that we've been having about the new year, because this is so, so very important to me. I hope today's conversation is going to be your springboard for 2024. Because like I said, we keep starting these years in the same old way. And if it has been working for you, what you have done to set the goals for the new year or your intentions or your mantras or any of that kind of stuff, great, keep going. But it wasn't working for me. And then this is what I developed that has worked for me. And not only has it worked for me, this is how we have refined it for the women in the Cowgirls Over Coffee membership. And seeing the results of this has been amazing. Like, it just makes me so excited, especially the conversations that we had with the women who are in the membership towards the end of the year as we've been implementing this sort of structure. And if you've heard me talking on social or in the last few podcast episodes, you know that I'm saying slow down and really embrace this time for reflection and planning. I am taking all of January and February. That is going to be how I'm creating my foundation for 2024. Because when we start with these goals and we just set these goals and run, we're missing the biggest piece. And I talked about this a little bit, like when I talked about at the end of December, about reflecting on 2023 and looking at even future goals through the lens of what happened in 2023. And then last week, I talked about the core foundations, because you can only fall as far back as your foundations are built. And today, I just kind of want to wrap up a little bit of this talk about what we do before we set the goals and the intentions with the process piece. This is the process that's completely ongoing, because I'll tell you, if you're not getting the results you want and the outcomes that you want from your year, and I'm talking about whether this is business goals, career goals, financial goals, health goals, relationship goals, family goals, if you're not getting the outcomes you want, or if you're getting the outcomes and accomplishments, but it feels like crap getting there, this is the antidote. What I'm talking about today, this is where we start for 2024, because you're going to have to do the things that you don't want to do, and you're going to have to do them just consistently. And I say that from a place of love and understanding and support, because this is the part I hate. And I still hate it, just like, you know, a lot of people say when they go to work out, like they don't want to go, but they feel so great afterwards. Working on the process piece for me has been the golden ticket. I didn't want to do it. And I'll tell you, as we go through this, it gets easier because you get better. It's just like if you were an Olympic weightlifter, like you can lift incredible amounts of weight more and more, and those weights didn't get lighter, but through your practice and your training, you got better at lifting it. And your life is not going to get easier. The circumstances are not necessarily going to be easier. There's always going to be a new challenge coming at you, because that's really, I think, our whole purpose in this is to grow and develop and help one another along the way. So we can't sit around hoping for a slowdown or hoping for a break. We have to know things are going to go by fast. It's going to be hard. And we need to intentionally create a process that supports us so we can go further, go faster, go better. Because I am here for the big goals. I am an accomplishment junkie. I would say I'm an ex-accomplishment junkie, but it's just not true. And I'm here for the whole, what's the quote? Like, you only have to be brave for 30 seconds. That's beautiful. That sounds exciting to me. What doesn't sound exciting to me is setting aside 5 minutes every morning to review my calendar, or making sure I look at my actual goals of what's coming up for the next 3 months, and then seeing where my deadlines overlap with holidays and things that can get me off track. All of this process stuff is pretty boring. Okay, you've probably heard me before say, master the mundane. I don't enjoy this. I'm getting to where I enjoy it, because it's like I enjoy knowing, like there's a sense of purpose and there's a sense of accomplishment of knowing, like, if I can make it like a streak, you know? But honestly, this is boring stuff. But we have to know that this is where the work gets done, right? So that's why I wanted to talk today about this is where we start for 2024. And if you are in the membership, or if you've been listening to me all of January and February, this is what it's about. It's creating this springboard, because come March, we're getting the things done. And by the end of next year, we are going to have had more accomplishments and outcomes and felt better getting there. Because I don't want to do it at the expense of feeling anxious and overwhelmed and burnt out, right? I want to do more of what actually matters and feel good doing it and never settle. Like, I don't want to settle for it just because it feels hard, right? On either side of the big push or focusing on this process. So, like I said, that's what I want to talk about today. I hope you can be excited about this, because I feel like we just have to, again, open our eyes and know this year is going to go by super fast. We know that it's part of adulting. It's going to go by faster than we want it to, but we do have control over how that feels and how we navigate it. And it starts here today in the second week of 2024, because we're going to tackle this in a way like we never have. Or maybe you have. I don't know. But this is how I do it. And I really want you to just consider this, because I want you to feel great and I want you to do more and have more and all the big goals, all the big goals. Okay, I'm getting a little excited and a little sidetracked. So let's get into this. You know how they say an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure? That's what I'm talking about. So when I'm looking at these six pieces of the process, you are going to make these six promises to yourself, basically, because this is going to be part of the process that is going to integrate into your day-to-day life. And I talked about a little of this last week. And if you haven't listened to last week's episode about the five core foundations, go back and check that out, because I get at the very top, I talk about why planning is important and why preparation and pre-gaming and visualization, all this planning stuff I feel like I'm on my soapbox about, is important because it actually matters. Like, statistically, they have studied it, it matters. And then I'm going to leave it at that. But again, these are the six things that I want you to incorporate that you're promising yourself you're going to be committed to doing every day, every week, every month throughout the year, because this is the doing part of the foundations, right? And then from there, then we're going to set our goals. Then we're going to look at our benchmarks. We're going to look at our milestones. We're going to look at execution in the calendar and how all these things stack up and what resources we're going to need and skills and knowledge. But first, we're making a promise about the process. So these are those six things. Again, first is your mindset. And I talked about this in the core foundations, but about shifting your mindset, I want you to start assuming you are competent. Assume you are competent and capable and you can figure this out. Assume that when things go wrong, when circumstances change, when problems arise, that you're going to get through it and it's going to be fine. Because if you can have that in your head and you keep reminding yourself that I can do this, this is manageable, no matter how bad it gets or how unexpected it was, I'm going to figure it out. I believe in myself and my ability to figure this out, however that might be. If you can adopt that and keep reminding yourself of that throughout the year, you're going to waste less time spinning out and you're going to get to the work of figuring it out.
Join us for Art of the Cowgirl, January 17th through the 21st in Queen Creek, Arizona, as we celebrate, gather, and connect Western women around horses and Western art. Art of the Cowgirl 2024 will include Wrangler All-Women's Ranch Rodeo, presented by Cowgirl Magazine. Kimes Ranch World's Greatest Horsewoman Competition, presented by Western Horsemen. Merck Animal Health Breakaway Roping, presented by Kimes Ranch. Hands-on workshops and clinics, Elite Horse Sale, Cow Dog Trial, Master Artist Demonstrations, Horsemanship Demonstrations, Silent Auction, Colt Starting, Youth Dummy Roping Competition, Quick Draw Artist Competition presented by Cowgirl Artists of America, Amazing Shopping at the Trade Show, Live Music, and more. The event will not only provide entertainment and honor women of the West, but also provide fellowships to individuals to further their knowledge with master artists in the trade of choice. The contributions of these cowgirl makers are truly worth celebrating, and we look forward to sharing them with you. Hands-on workshops and riding clinics opportunities for additional charge. Tickets and workshop registrations are available now at www.artofthecowgirl.com.
The second thing is being a student of yourself. Be so curious about yourself every single day, every single day. Why do I feel like that way? Why did that upset me? How can I learn more about myself? Am I a morning person or an evening person? Do I need 7 hours of sleep or 9 hours of sleep? I'm going to read a book and learn something about personalities and how I might support myself better. Like maybe I'm an upholder and it's very easy for me to do the things because I like to meet expectations, but maybe I'm a rebel and I will sometimes not do things just because they were expected. The better you know yourself, the better you can navigate everything that's coming up for you. Because you're going to be like, oh, that's me. And this is what's happening. That's why I say you are the center of your universe, right? Because everything that you touch, you are affecting. Everything that comes through your life, you are affecting how you navigate it. So commit to the process of being a student of yourself every single day, learning about yourself, asking questions about why you feel ways, why you don't feel ways, what you like to do, what you don't like to do. Because the better you know yourself, the less resistance you're going to have when you run into something where maybe you're getting into your own way and then flipping that in a way that you know you can best gain momentum and push through something. Third is get in good company. That's another soapbox for me, I know. And I will try to just keep this brief. Get yourself some people who you look up to, who you can have these conversations with that want to do more, better, like reflecting, whatever that is. But you need to be in that company. And that includes who you're following on social. That includes who you're going to lunch with. That includes who you're talking on the phone with and texting. Make sure you have a circle of people that just kind of raises the vibe. And I know that's a little wishy-washy, but people who you aspire to be and who make you feel seen and heard. And I'm not talking about we could all bond over complaining and negativity and judgment. No, I'm talking about people that want to leave that behind. And I hope you want to leave that behind too. That's actually like a deep bonding for humans around suffering and judgment, but it's not long serving, right? So get yourself in good company, phone a friend, follow people on social. Like I said, read the books. However this is that you are in good company, have someone you can talk to and ask hard questions with. And you can find them. Okay, it's your responsibility to do this. You get good friends by being a good friend. And screenshot this and tag me if you have a specific question. I know people are like, okay, but where are these people? Like, they are in the world, I promise. So the next one I would say is prioritize good foundational care of yourself. Now by this, I mean, and I know these are a little bit hearkening back towards the foundations I talked about, but this is different because again, it's a promise to the process. This is the being active part of that. You've got to take care of yourself. You need to be staying hydrated, sleeping, de-stressing, doing restorative activities, therapy possibly, eating the right foods, all of the things. Like, you have got to take care of yourself, supplementation, so you're not getting sick, whatever that is. And this will ping back to also being a student of yourself. Like, what's wearing you down? What makes you feel better? What gives you health and energy? You have got to not pay for future tasks, not pay for expectations with giving up a piece of your well-being, right? Because it's going to slow you down. And it's going to be like, if you stopped every 5 miles along the way to give 5 gallons of fuel to someone else, you're going to run out of fuel, right? You're not going to get to your destination. So we have to figure out how we make sure we remain fueled so we can keep going, because we have a long way to go and so many places to be. Next is the planning piece. And this is the piece that is kind of a weird thing. If you don't love to plan, it's hard, because if you're someone who likes to wing it and feels like planning is unnecessary because plans never go unplanned, you're not going to take the time to do it, but you're wasting a lot of time figuring things out in the moment. You just are. That is just the way it is. More than you even expect. When you get to the planning part, you'll be like, oh my gosh, everything goes so much easier because you make decisions more quickly. You have more willpower. It's just better to plan, period. The other side of this is if you plan and you love the planning and the list making and you never take action, that's kind of useless too, right? So committing and making the promise of the process of planning is the important part. And that includes pre-gaming the things, priming, prepping, figuring things out, looking ahead at your calendar, jotting down what you're going to need to get done, understanding the order of operations around the way you need to get things done, setting the time to review the plan and what's coming up, getting things on the schedule, and then also auditing that plan, what got done, what didn't, why, reflecting on what worked, assess, reflect, and then you do it all back over again, right? This is constantly an integrated process of planning. And it's so important that this is in place, because it has to happen all the time. Because again, it's going to be February and then March and then April, right? So committing to that, or promising to plan, promising that you are going to do the process of planning, not just making a plan, but the process of it. Then finally, the next process promise I want you to make yourself for 2024 is bridging the gap by mastering your routines and your habits. And what I mean by that is, what is the smallest things you can do to get from where you are to where you want to be? And it's just breaking that down into the habits and routines. And again, I know I'm referring back to this core foundations piece, but our habits and routines are the difference between where we are and where we want to be. Like, we need to get those locked and loaded. I talked to a few episodes about consistency. When we are consistent with the supportive habits and routines in our day and making sure we're implementing those into our process, that's how we keep supporting ourselves so that we can have the time and energy and bandwidth to set the right goals, take action on those goals, do the big things, right? So that is it. Those are the 6 things that I feel are the process promises you need to make for yourself in 2024. You got to do the things you don't want to do, right? We don't want to do them. Unless, I don't know if you would be listening to this, and if you have it all figured out, like, I am cheering for you. Like, that is awesome. But I know for me, I didn't have it all figured out. And I want, like, I still fight with myself about wanting to do this mundane, boring grind stuff. But taking our time to do this now is going to pay off in huge dividends in the future. So I really wanted to keep this short and sweet. I feel like I overstayed my welcome last week. So again, you can do this. You are not incompetent. You have the things at your disposal that you need to have in order to, like last week, build on those foundations, and this week, make the promise to these processes, right? This is the springboard for 2024. We're going to build it right now. We're not going to just talk about this stuff in January, right? We're not going to talk about goal setting and planning and process in January. We're going to be revisiting this all year long, because we have to keep coming back to these things, right? We all have started habits and routines that we were excited about. And then as we get good at them and they become automatic, we start to have this assumption that we don't have to do them anymore. And then we stop doing them. And then we're like, all of a sudden, we're wondering what happened and how come we're feeling stressed out. we're going to hit back on this, but I really want this again. Start here. Start here with me in 2024. Make these commitments that you're going to put these processes into place that are going to support everything that you're going to do. We're going to set the goals. We're going to do all that stuff next. You can do this. There's no question over whether or not you can do this. You absolutely can. Will you? Will you do this? Because it's a lot of boring stuff that the payoff, the result, what you get back from it is in the future pretty far. Like this is, have you ever heard about the marshmallow test with the, they left kids and they were like, here's a marshmallow and I'm going to leave the room. And when I come back in 5 minutes, I'm going to bring you 3 marshmallows or 2 marshmallows if you don't eat this 1 marshmallow. And they've done this in a lot of different tests. And the people who will wait for the payoff, I mean, it's they just have better results. There's more resilience. There's all kinds of stuff. You can Google it if you want to. But I'm telling you, stick with me. Make these commitments towards starting in 2024 with a slow and purposeful set of processes and foundations. Then we're going to set the goals and we're going to go so hard and do so much and all the outcomes are going to come and we're going to enjoy getting there, right? And yeah, there's going to be hard times, of course. I believe I already mentioned this. Yes, there's going to be circumstances and things that we don't want to have happen and we're going to be let down. But again, just like I said earlier, we know this already. Let's not be shocked when time goes by fast. Let's not be appalled when things don't work out for us. We just know it's going to happen. It's part of all of this. It's part of life. We're going to have hard things. We're going to have to overcome things and you're going to be better for it and you're going to have more skills and more knowledge and you're going to go farther because you had those hard times. So instead of hoping for the best and just setting a cute little word, we're going to focus on this process and we're going to go in with our eyes wide open and we're going to make the choice to make the process as fulfilling as the outcome. I hope you found this uplifting. And if you have any thoughts or takeaways, again, screenshot this, tag me at Cowgirls Over Coffee. Let me know your thoughts. Let's keep the conversation going. I cannot wait to see what happens in 2024. I just have the best feeling about this year. I personally am getting way outside of my comfort zone. This has been part of my process. I dialed way back when I had too much on my plate. And now it's about putting things back on the plate. And that's hard too, right? It's hard, but it's so good. And I'm going to enjoy even the hard things. We can find joy in the hard things because we know they're contributing to the payoff in the long run. This is a marathon. We are playing the long game. We are going to get there. We're going to get there together. So have a great rest of your week. I hope you just crush January and you're like, wow, I owned January. I owned it. And we're going to do that every month. We're going to own every month because we're going to have our foundations and we're going to have our processes. And then we're going to have the fun and excitement of chasing these goals down. That's the fun part. Like that's the dessert. First, we have to eat our vegetables, right? And we have to commit to eating our vegetables every day, but there's going to be dessert. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with me. If you had any aha moments or some questions came up, please hit us up in your Instagram stories. Just take a screenshot, share that, tag us at Cowgirls Over Coffee, and let's keep this conversation going. Otherwise, we'll see you back here next week. And just thank you again. Go out and make it the best week ever.